Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. It's 618. Over the years, you've heard about many schools changing their mascot name. You know, the Redskins,
the Redskins held tough.
Yeah, well, they held tough, but I mean, you know, college teams and high school teams, yeah. Things change, names change. The Red Men became the Red Storm at St. John's.
Right, what happened? What's the
another mascot.
Stony Brook did it too, didn't they?
They might have. See, what were they? I don't know what they were before the Seawolves. I don't know. Well, nonetheless, another school has bitten the dust as far as their mascot goes, and you would never have guessed this one had to go.
Really?
I'll tell you next. It has nothing to do with Native Americans. I'll tell you next. It's a mascot you wouldn't expect to have to be canceled.
Okay.
Tell you the story next on 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock.
It's the Altar Boys?
Roger and JP, no.
No?
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat.
B, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. 624, cloudy and 38. Some rain tonight and then tomorrow supposed to get snow, maybe 6 inches, depending where on the island. BAB Storm Center will be open tomorrow morning for delays and closings and traffic and weather and all that stuff. WBAB.com is the place, or on the BAB app. Make sure you have it on your phone, and you can look up everything you need. So we've heard about many colleges and high schools changing the nickname of their sports teams to be more correct and sensitive to people's...
Hofstra did it right after I got out of there. We were the Flying Dutchman when I was there.
Right.
And I don't know how many Dutch people got pissed off.
Many Dutchmen
they changed it to the Pride. I was like, that's weak.
Right.
Flying Dutchman I thought was kind of cool.
Well, they've been the Pride for a long time.
Yeah.
Flying Dutchman wasn't that good. It's kind of easy to let it go.
Could have been worse, but who got pissed off by the Flying Dutchman?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. But check this out. Now, Holy Cross up in Massachusetts, the College of the Holy Cross, they have announced they're dropping their mascot. It's the Holy Cross Knights. So heads up. Knights. Knights.
Why are they dropping it?
They are dropping it because and all related imagery to avoid ties to the violence committed by Christian armies during the Crusades over 1,000 years ago. So the Knights will no longer be called the Knights at Holy Cross.
What are they going to be?
The school's president said in a letter, the visual depiction, no good. And he will leave the Crusaders' name. So the students and the faculty wanted them to get rid of the Holy Cross Knight imagery. All right? They had Knight imagery. They're called the Holy Cross Crusaders. I said it wrong. They're called the Crusaders. And the guy dresses up as a knight on a horse.
Okay.
And they have pictures of the knight and that stuff, and it's called the Crusaders. They're getting rid of the knight imagery and just calling them the Crusaders and not have... I don't know what you put in place of that, but they're not going to have that mascot anymore, the knight stuff.
So the guy dressed in a knight as a knight is not going to ride out onto the football field? He's out of the gig?
He's out of a gig.
Okay.
No more little metal thing to slap over his face. No more jousting pole,
so
nothing.
So they're worried about the Crusades.
Yes,
but they're going to keep the name Crusaders.
Correct. Students and faculty wanted them to drop the Crusaders name entirely.
Of course they did, because you got nothing else to bitch about. Go to class.
Right.
You dicks. God damn it. Go to class. Stop it.
A guy on Fox, Ted, you'll love this quote, the guy on Fox, the social justice warriors and the speech police are out to destroy history, he said. Why not? Just remove the cross from the name Holy Cross.
Right.
That's what he said, that's ultimately what the Crusaders were defending. So we'll see what they do.
My God.
No more knight imagery and... they'll still be called the Crusaders, but I don't see how it's long before the Crusaders thing falls, too. Why wouldn't they just drop it? Just move on. Just go to something else.
I want to strangle these kids. I really do.
It was 1,000 years ago.
Oh, God. This is what happens when you teach them.
What are you going to do? It was 1,000 years ago. Nobody around here was even...
It's a catch-22.
It was a war.
It's a catch-22. If you take their education away... They'll probably shut up for a while, but they don't really bring much to the table. Yeah. You give them a little bit of education. Look what they do with it.
I know. My daughter's taught me a lot about social justice, but I didn't see this one coming.
Social justice. Crusades. My God. Wasn't that like Martin Luther, that guy?
I'm not even sure.
Not the king.
I'm not even
Crusades,
sure which part of the Crusades are talking about.
The Crusades were to knock the Muslims out of the Holy Land in the 11th, 12th, and 13th
century. They were onto something.
Right.
So.
Well, now you see why they're fighting this. That's why they're fighting this fight.
I mean, honestly, we heard about that from Osama bin Laden way back when. That's why he was still angry at Christians. It was something from 1200.
How many Muslims do you think are going to Holy Cross?
That's not the point.
Not enough to get the name changed.
Yeah, so it's not who's going there. It's about the image you're projecting and the insensitivity to things that happened in the past.
To who?
To Muslims and to people who to reject the violence of the Crusades who are not
Muslims.
Who
asked them to change the name?
I don't know.
The students or the Muslims?
The students and the faculty members.
The faculty members,
says.
Too.
Students and faculty.
God damn it. I hope my kids learn trades.
628 years time.
I really do.
Your BAB Browns Ram Truck Center in Medford, Long Island traffic right now.
See dealer for details.
631, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. The latest hot breaking story is another college has dropped their mascot. Holy Cross up in Massachusetts used to be the Holy Cross Crusaders, and they had a knight come out on a horse and stuff and a lot of knight imagery. They're getting rid of all the knights, all the knight imagery, everything because of violence committed over 1,000 years ago in the Crusades. They're keeping Crusaders, though, but they're going to get rid of the knight imagery because there are a lot of knights on horses.
Right.
Maybe Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
I was thinking
outlawed.
The same thing before. We are
that
the Knights.
That poor movie.
Who said change the name?
Yeah, you cannot have a knight imagery. The whole movie's gone. This guy's got a call about, what were you saying about school in Westbury? Go ahead.
His name was my nephew was in school. It was called the Frogs. How lame was that?
Dude, I don't know if it still is, but at my wife's school, they're called the Flaming Arrows.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'll take the Frogs over the Flaming Arrows any day of the week.
That's true. No, without a doubt. But I'm like, the Frogs? I mean, how wussy is that?
I know. Did you ever see Revenge of the Nerds?
Yeah.
You remember when the gay guy Lamar Latrell Lamar, whatever his name is, and he comes out and throws the javelin with his limp wristed throwing style?
He's a black guy, right?
Every time I hear flaming arrows, I think of Lamar Latrell just throwing the javelin. Here comes Lamar Latrell with his limp wristed throwing style. That's all I think about.
Man.
Well, this is what we're gonna have.
Later,
frogs
bro.
And lions and
right.
stuff. No more fun names.
Right. He's got those silver shorts on. He just runs
the
prance. Got leg warmers on. And just prances.
Revenge of the Nerds. Funny to us. One day. Probably just get banned.
No whatever.
633. It's 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 637. If you're just waking up, we're talking about school team nicknames because the College of the Holy Cross up in Massachusetts, they're still called the Crusaders, but they got rid of their knight mascot. No more knight on a horse, no more knight imagery because of the Crusades over 1,000 years ago. So, because of the violence of the Crusades, students and faculty are the ones who came up with it, and the school said, all right, we'll get rid of the knight guy. So that guy's out of a gig. We just had someone call about the Westbury Frogs, I guess, was their relatively new name. And we have a guy on the line who's maybe offended by that. What's the problem with the whole thing? Go ahead.
All right, so first and foremost, it's Westbury Dragons, and it's the Carl Place Frogs.
Oh, okay, so Carl Place Frogs. Got it.
Got it.
Right, so he should get it right before he tries to down the town.
Well, he wasn't trying to down the town. He was trying to make fun of the name, which I got to be honest with you, he's kind of onto
something. Frogs pretty lame. Bullfrogs would be better.
Right.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see them come and try to play the football team then.
Listen, the Frogs, I get it. Great football team. Awesome. But the name, they could do better with the name, don't you think? If you're being honest, they could do better with the
Come
name.
On, the only thing worse than frogs is toads.
Well, you know what? I graduated from the school, so it's kind of hard to say to go along with you. So.
Well, listen, but if you really sit back and let yourself be objective, would you have rather have been the Marauders or the Frogs?
I definitely wouldn't have chosen the Frogs, but you know
that,
what?
And that's the only
that's
point.
It.
That's the only point that guy and Roger and myself are
Don't
trying to make.
Don't be so sensitive. It's okay.
Right,
you guys ribbit in the stands when you get a touchdown?
Yeah.
Do you actually ribbit?
Ribbit.
have a good day. You know, you said Marauders. I bet you Marauders and Warriors are all going to disappear.
I think Bayshore is the Marauders.
Yeah, heads up.
I always like that one.
It's coming.
That's badass. You know?
All names gonna have to be plain. The Golden State Warriors. gone. It'll be like the Golden State Baymen or the Bay Bridges or something silly.
Right.
Steph Curry will quit.
I want to be a marauder.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. Who doesn't want to be a marauder?
I just want to pillage.
BAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 6:43, cloudy, 38, some rain later. 6 inches of snow tomorrow is what they're saying for now. BAB Storm Center, of course, will be open in the morning for delays, closings, traffic, weather, whatever you need at WBAB.com. And the WBAB app will do it again. Right now we're talking about school mascots and how changes get made. And some changes get made for the better. But up at Holy Cross, the college in Massachusetts, just came out in a headline just recently, last 12 hours. They're getting rid of their knight imagery. They're called the Holy Cross Crusaders. And they have a knight guy. He's gone because the knights were very violent about over 1,000 years ago in the Crusades.
You know what the school should do?
Mm-hmm.
All the people that pitched a bitch,
mm-hmm.
they should get charged with having to pay for changing all the imagery around.
The expense of that?
The expense of it. Okay, you want to change it? Here's the bill.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, watch how quick they shut up.
Look out for knights. And I mean, I really think that it'll be not long before the Crusaders nickname disappears. I mean, I think that's probably next on their list. And then, I mean, all the schools, Crusaders, Warriors, you said Marauders. I mean, all those words are probably the next on the list thing to go. Next thing to go. Good morning, BAB. Final comments. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what? The Frogs will be all fine and well, fellas. Until some French group gets a hold of it and says you're being, you know, nasty to French people.
That's right. You're right. Demeaning and derogatory.
That's right, because French, that's what they used to call them, the frogs, back in World War II.
That's right. Right. You're on the cutting edge. You are correct.
What do they call it when you wave the white flag?
Thank you. Surrender?
They should call them the Surrenderers.
Hi, BAB.
I just want to tell JP, he's already a marauder. He goes after idiocy wherever he sees it and calls it.
I do go
don't
after.
Don't say that. That's offensive.
Do you remember when I created that cartoon character, the superhero, Stupid People Beater Man?
That's right.
I was onto something there. That was 10 years ago, at least.
Greenport High School, they call their football team the Porters. A Porter is someone who cleans the lobby in the morning.
Right.
or it's a really good beer. I don't know.
Yeah, right?
Either way, they're not in good shape. All right, well, hello to the Greenport Porters.
That's Stupid People Beater Man. We got to bring him back. Especially now that we have people that work here that can actually animate things.
He took some time off because there's a lot of stupid people out there.
Well, he did take some
might
time off.
We've been beating up enough of the stupid people.
We forgot about it, but I think we can easily bring him back.
All right.
And he just sneaks up behind people doing stupid stuff and hits them with a bat. Bang!
Well, sure to some them. People, we sound stupid for objecting to the Knights. Imagery being getting rid of a Holy Cross, but listen.
So I'll send
it stupid. Just doesn't seem that ridiculous.
I will send Stupid People Beater Man to find him. There you go. There he is, right there.
Stupid that chick People was Beater Man.
That chick was all dopey, breaking balls for no reason. She took a bat to the head. I tell you.
6:46.
See?
Ow.
There he is again.
That one always hurts.
This time bad. Using his secret shovel.
It's time for the roads. Ted Linder, how are we looking this morning?
Your BAB Browns Ram Truck Center in Medford, Long Island traffic. We have lots of traffic westbound through Nassau County on the LIE and the Northern headed in towards Queens. But our normal stuff at this time of the morning, no major incidents or problems reported here in the Southern State westbound.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.